Meseches Kelim, Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Tes. Mita, a bed, shenignav chetzia, that half of it was stolen. So remember, the bed is made of four legs, two long boards, two short boards. So half would be a long board, a short board, and two legs. So if half was stolen, ay avat chetzia, or half was lost. Ay chalukuha achin, or brothers split it in half. Ay shutafim, or partners split it. So it's been split in half, and there really does not appear to be a likelihood that it will be reassembled. Tahira, it is tahatar. Hechaziruha, so if any of these cases, it actually was reassembled. Then we say mikabelas tuma mikan l'haba. It'll be mikabel tuma from that point and on, but it does not regain its previous tuma. Mita metama chavila, a bed, or this is not just an entire bed, but really we're referring to the parts of a bed, will become tame as a unit when they're connected. Meaning, according to this Tana, if let's say you had a long board connected to a leg and the leg became tame, the long board would also be tame. Umetaheres chavila, and it could be metahard, it could be toivled, it could be immersed in the mikvah, connected together and become tahar, even though otherwise it might be considered a chatzitza, it's still considered a single unit. Div Rabbi Eliezer, this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say, metama evarim, unless you are dealing with an entire bed as one unit, they are, the components of the bed become tame as separate units, metaharis evarim, and they have to be metahar as separate units. So, if you have the entire bed, and it became tame, that's one thing according to Chachamim. But if you had a leg and a short board, let's say, and the short board became tame, or the leg became tame, the other part did not automatically become tame. And if you want to be toivel, if you want to toivel to be mitaharit, you have to take it apart. Perek Yud Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Hamafarik es hamita lahatpila. Someone who takes apart a bed to toivel it. And one who touches the ropes, remember these are the ropes that are strung between the boards that form the sleeping surface, tahar is tahar. Now, there's a difference of opinion as to what exactly is going on here. Rav says that this is referring to a bed that's already been partially disassembled. And then this person touches it and takes it apart. We say in this disassembled space, in this disassembled state, its parts, neither the ropes nor its other parts, can confer tuma. And the novelty is that since the intent is to put it back together again after you tivel it, you might have thought that it could still impart tuma. Other people say that no, actually, the way you read this is hamafarik es hamita lahatpila. If someone took apart the bed to tivel it, and then v'hanegev achavlam, someone else comes and touches the ropes tahar. The person who touched the ropes is tahar, but the person who took apart the bed, that person's going to be tuma because they say the ropes are different. The ropes are much more difficult to string back together. It's a much more involved process than just slotting the parts of the bed together. So they treat that differently. And for further discussion on this somewhat complex issue, take a look in the Mefarshim. Hachevel. Now, the rope of the bed, me'ema sahi chibur lamito, from what point is it considered attached to the bed? So we say, mishi yisarig ba shleisha batim, when you have woven three batim. Now, what are these batim? There are differences of opinion. The Teferis Yisrael says that the batim are, if you have woven three squares, remember that they're woven into this very open weave, almost like a net-like weave, where every place where they cross each other, they're not just woven together, they're sort of knotted. And with this weave, if you make three boxes, according to Pharisee Yisrael, that's when it's considered to be attached. Others say, no, it's three rows going on the width of the bed, meaning so the short rows, not the long rows from the foot to the head, but from the left side of the bed to the right side of the bed. If you have three of those rows, that's the three bottom. Now, the hanageim min hakesher v'lifnim. If someone touches from the knot and inwards, tame they are tame. What is this referring to? This is referring to if you run out of rope, you're making the weave of the bed, and your first rope you're working with runs out, and you're still not finished weaving the bed. Maybe you've done three batim, or you know, you have done three batim, but you're not finished with the entire weave. So what do? You take a second rope and you tie it to the end of the first rope. So before you've woven that second rope in so that that second rope is a part of the bed, we say, hanegeam in a kesher lefnim, if you touch from that knot, and including the knot, and inwards, tame, you'll be tame. Min hakesher v'lachutz, but from the knot and outwards, not including the knot, then tahar your tahar. So if you touch the new rope, you're going to be tahar. Nime hakesher, the strands of the knot. These are the running ends of the rope. This is the ends of the rope that are projecting out of the knot. They're not into the bed. They're sticking out. So we say hanegeya b'tzarka. If you touch the part that's necessary, tame, it's tame. When we say necessary, you can't have a knot and flush with. You can't have the rope and flush with the knot because number one, it would unravel much more quickly. Number two, you wouldn't be able to really pull on it to tighten the knot. So a certain amount outside of the knot is necessary for the knot. And how much is that? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosh etzbayis, it's 3 finger breadths, 3 finger widths. So that is the measure.